It's time now to get some bizarre news stories from around the world. And when I say around the world, I mean around the world. They're brought to us by blind journalist Paul Bryce. Hello.
Simon Pauley.
How are you?
Well, you know, I'm still here.
You spend quite a lot of time looking for these bizarre stories, don't you?
Yeah, it keeps me out of mischief. Ooh, and we have something a little bit scary for later on, so just be warned.
Bizarre and frightening. Oh, my goodness.
But with a happy ending.
All right. Oh, he spoilt it.
Not at all, because I haven't told you what it is yet.
All right. Then.
Anyway, to start with, we go to New Zealand. We've had a couple of stories from there recently. Now, this one is for all cat lovers, because there's a new housing development north of Wellington, which is built right next to a wildlife sanctuary, and one of the stipulations, if you want to move in there, no cats.
Really?
No cats.
Because they'll trespass?
Trespass and get in and eat all the wildlife.
Well, not all of it, surely.
Well, they'll have a go, sort of thing. And this has provoked a very interesting reaction. There have been sales declined on that basis.
Of houses?
Of houses. People say, no, if I can't have a cat, I'm not going to live here.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they've decided, well, we might put a limit on cats, depends upon where you are in the in this new conurbation they're building. So you can only have up to three. Why you'd have more than three, I don't know. I think enough would be with one, but there you are.
Some would say more than enough. You could try an experiment. You could have a little posse of cats and you could put little cameras on them and see what they get up to and then get an idea of whether it's going to be a problem or not.
Yes, I think that might be deemed to be too costly, though.
Five cats?
Well, I wouldn't have five cats.
I mean in the experiment.
Oh, right. Yes, I see.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you might find that that's all a lot of nonsense.
Yes, well, it could be that as well.
And you might find that the five cats go out and get eaten by crocodiles, and you think, oh, we had it all wrong.
Well, we did, yes.
So you can't keep crocodiles, but you can have cats?
Indeed. Now, needless to say, the fur is flying. I had to get that one in. Mm-hmm. Yes, so, joke over.
It certainly is.
Now, I know you to be a literary man. You like a good read.
I do.
Now and again. And I imagine you have quite a collection of books, do you?
I do.
Broad collection?
I do have, but it stopped many years ago, so I don't know if it's that broad, really.
Does that include books you have to study for the show if you get it?
Nowadays you study it online, generally, so you get what you need on the computer where I can enlarge it to the size of small people, the letters, and I can read it.
Well, it would seem that in China, your book choice can elevate your status. You can get some celebrity out of it.
Oh, really?
Because one woman has chosen a book, it's a Russian language book, and translated, it actually works out that what she's reading is an excavator repair manual.
No.
Yes.
In what language?
In Russian.
Well.
And it's provoked all sorts of, I have to say, ridicule, all sorts of comments that you probably wouldn't want to hear.
So is she reading it in Russian?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so she obviously speaks Russian, and I don't know if they have a translation or, in Chinese, but an excavator repair manual? I'm not sure I'd have that top of my list.
Well, depends what she does.
I'm not sure she has a line in excavation.
So why is this making her a celebrity?
Because people are baffled by her choice.
And who knows about it?
Everybody who subscribed to the Chinese social media sites.
Oh, I see. And that, it is a bit, look at what I'm reading. I'm reading a book.
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Look how intelligent I am.
Yes.
I can make a panini, woo! Right, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Right, I get you. So, by her peers, she's probably being mocked.
Oh, ceaselessly.
Yeah, that'll teach her.
Dreadful. Dreadful. Mm. You wouldn't do that, would you?
What? Which bit?
Mock your peers.
No. You know, no, and I mean that from the heart of my bottom.
Barcelona!
That was a great song.
It was. I can't sing it like he did, but... He being Freddie Mercury.
Mm. And she being?
Montserrat Caballé.
Hey, well done.
There you are. I used to play it to death on hospital radio when I first started.
As a patient?
Yeah, I wasn't a patient, but my patients ran out with that record.
Oh.
Yes. Now, we talk about them because one of their big stars in football terms, a man who recently retired called Carlos Puyol, who was He played over 500 games, nearly 600 games for Barcelona. He was capped over 100 times for Spain. He's upset the folks in Barcelona.
Oh, what?
Because he's come out and in promoting La Liga, which is the Spanish league, promoting it to the Chinese audience, he said, my name is Carlos Puyol, I am Spanish. Which hasn't gone down particularly well, given that Barcelona is the capital of the Catalonia region.
Oh, there's a bit of controversy about that, isn't there?
Right.
So they believe they're Catalonian then?
Yes, and they believe he is a traitor, or there are people who are saying he's a traitor.
Oh my.
Even though he played for Spain and won the World Cup and did all sorts of things.
I mean, he's only talking broadly, is he not?
Yes.
But then, runs deep.
Oh, runs very, very deep.
I remember spending some time in Spain, and it was funny listening. I don't speak Spanish, but back in the day, I could kind of pick up words and have an idea what people were talking about. But it was a difference between the Catalonian and the Galician.
Right.
And one of them I could actually understand.
Right.
But one of them I couldn't.
No, okay.
So it shows
Do you know which way around that was?
No.
No.
And it shows you how different, though. Within the one, you just think Spain, Spanish, but within that one culture.
Well, I suppose it's like here. You go back to Scotland, England, anywhere, that we all have regional accents.
We do, we do. And we even have regional languages.
Yes.
Gaelic.
Gaelic, the Dorig.
Did you say Gaelic?
Gaelic, I did.
Gaelic. Gaelic, yes. What were the Irish?
Gaelic. No, the Dorig is the coastal language spoken up in, I believe, in the Shetlands, around that way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you get? It's Gaelic in Ireland, isn't it?
Oh, no, Gaelic is the west coast of Scotland, up sort of Stornoway and places like that.
Well, there's no Gaelic in Ireland.
The Gaelic, it is pronounced in Ireland.
It's spelt the same way.
Yeah, I know.
So you say Gaelic there?
Gaelic in Ireland, Gaelic
well,
in
look
Scotland.
At that. We're nearly having a fight. And
there you are.
That just shows you. So what's going to happen to this said hero?
I think he'll just take the flak and get on with it, basically. He's a rich enough man that he could, you know, deal with it.
You just think some people just need more things to do with their time, don't they? And
well,
complaining.
Yeah, absolutely. They complain about anything.
That really gets me. In fact, I'm going to complain to somebody about that.
Well, I think you should. But before you do, I promised you something scary at the start of this.
Oh, you did.
I did.
Cheeky boy.
Off to Draculia country.
Draculia?
Draculia.
We're
Transylvania.
Oh.
Yes, 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 yes. And this is about it's a great one for the environment. Another environmental story.
We are big champions of that.
We are, absolutely. And it refers to a couple who sold their house near Bucharest and moved up into the mountains, the Transylvanian mountains, and they've built a castle out of clay. And
so it doesn't rain?
Well, yes, I think they've had it reinforced, you know. With snow or whatever it is. And wooden beams and all sorts of things. And they're going to turn it eventually into a hotel and run a hotel in the mountains.
A clay hotel?
Yeah. It's a bit like the ice palaces they have.
Well, you know, I was thinking that as you said that, but again, you think ice, it's beautiful. It's like a princess fairy tale castle, but I don't know about clay.
That's
like made out of the stuff that you make pots out of.
Yes, yeah, well, they seem to have done it. They obviously hired an architect.
Well, I would think so.
Because there's not their trade is building. So they've done it, and it seems to be, it's literally called Clay Castle. And it's already a tourist attraction in its own right, and they're going to hopefully open a restaurant nearby. And, you know, in the winter, they'll use wood burners, and you know, they've got it all worked out. So
clay pigeon shooting?
Probably, yes.
So is this on a Dracula theme, or are we just...
No. I just threw that in there because of the Transylvania
thing. Just to distract us?
Yeah, keep you interested, you know.
I don't know about that, but obviously it's working
for
them.
Good luck to them. Maybe we should go out there.
Have you ever tried making something on a potter's wheel?
Yes, I have, many years ago.
And, you know, there is a real tendency to get so far and then it all droops.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that doesn't happen with this castle.
Yeah, well, I think they'll have studied it closely, I would have thought. They've really made this into a, you know, going concern. And as I say, good luck to them.
So what's that called? Because we might be able to search for that.
It's called Clay Castle.
That's fairly straightforward.
Literally, it's called Clay Castle. If you type that into Transylvania, and you'll probably find it.
You will. You might find some other things, but you should
never
find
know.
That as well.
You should indeed.
And we would love to hear from you. Yes, you.
Mm-hmm. All of you, yes. Yeah. We would. Anything you like, go hello or goodbye. Any stories you've got.
It was good to know you.
Yes, we'd love to hear all that. If you search for RNIB Connect Radio, you'll find us there And I'm off to book a flight to Transylvania.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.